AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Game 5 of the World Series is into the 12th inning. If Kansas City wins this one, they'll be the champs over the New York Mets. A former U.S. senator and actor, Fred Thompson, has died following a recurrence of lymphoma. The AP's Jamie Fryer looks back at his career.
You know, one day this chair is going to be empty.
That's Fred Thompson in his final episode of Law & Order. A real-life lawyer, Thompson's screen roles ranged from a district attorney to an airport official in Die Hard 2.
Everyone already on approach or inside our pattern holds at the outer markers.
Thompson served in the Senate representing Tennessee. A campaign for the GOP presidential nomination in 2008 didn't get very far. Thompson was 73. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Russia's emergencies ministry says that remains of the victims of the Russian plane crash in Egypt are being flown home to St. Petersburg. The Airbus crashed in the Sinai Peninsula Saturday morning, 23 minutes after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh. Aviation safety consultant John Golia says there are a couple of possible explanations for why the plane apparently broke up in flight.
That could be because of a stall that results in the airplane getting into unusual attitudes. And other than that, a structural failure of the airplane, because of corrosion, cracks, or some other defect.
Qatar Airways, the latest airline to announce it is rerouting flights to avoid flying over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Turkey's ruling party secured a stunning victory in Sunday's snap parliamentary election, sweeping back into single-party rule only 5 months after losing it. Police say a woman who struggled to get away as she was dragged into a minivan at a Philadelphia gas station has been located and was not a kidnap victim, as they had previously believed. This is AP Radio News. One student was shot dead, another wounded, after gunfire erupted early Sunday near dormitories on the Winston-Salem State University campus. Student Kaya Gray says she was scared when the shooting prompted a lockdown.
We just got back in our dorm, and then the sirens went off, and we just heard that somebody got shot.
Authorities are still searching for a suspected gunman. Kenya Stanley Biwott and Mary Kitani swept the titles at the New York City Marathon Sunday, Kitani becoming the first woman to repeat since Paula Radcliffe in 2008. Singer Alicia Keys ran the marathon to raise money for her charity.
To do this for Keep a Child Alive gave me so much purpose. To provide medicine for children and families who have AIDS and can't afford it. So many people, you know, we all need the support to make it to the next place.
In the NFL, the Saints beat the Giants 52-49 on a last-second field goal, and for the first time in franchise history, the Bengals are 7-0. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked-up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.